Amen. Chapter 27, the book of St. Matthew. Amen. We're going to begin at verse 33 and read several of the following. Are y'all with me? If you're there, say amen. If you're still looking, say, wait a minute. All right. Book of Matthew, amen, chapter 27 and verse 33 says, "And when they were come unto a place called Golgotha, that is to say, a place of skull, of a skull, they gave him vinegar to drink, mingled with gall. And when he had tasted thereof, he would not drink. And they crucified him and parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, they parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots. And sitting down, they watched him there, and set up over his head his accusation written, 'This is Jesus, the King of the Jews.' And there were there two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand and another on the left. And they passed, and they that passed were reviled him, wagging their heads," I apologize, "and saying, Thou art thou that destroyeth the temple and buildeth it in 3 days, save thyself, if thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross. Likewise also the chief priests, mocking him with their scribes and elders, said, He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted his God. Let him deliver him now, if he will have him. And he said, I am the Son of God. Verse 44 says, The thieves also, which were crucified with him, cast the same in his teeth. Thus in the reading of God's word. Amen. Dear Heavenly, come on. It's all right. Amen. I want to take a few minutes out this morning to, amen, just talk for a few minutes. I believe if y'all give me 15 hard minutes, we can be out of here. Amen. But I want to talk about, amen, the people at the cross. The people at the cross. Amen. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this hour. We thank you for your people, Father God. We pray, Lord, preaching grace right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, if I'm too high, I ask that you would lower me. But if I'm too low, Father God, lift me up on the plane of existence on which you would have me to speak on this day. Father God, we just thank you for all that you're doing, for all that you've done. Father God, and for all that you're going to do in the future. We thank you for each and every individual that is here today. We pray a blessing upon each and every life, even each and every household. Father God, we come to celebrate, amen, your resurrection. We thank you for raising, Father God. Lord, we thank you for all that you've done in our lives. Lord, we pray that someone would receive something from this message on today. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. Amen. I want to talk about for a few minutes the people at the cross. The people at the cross. Have you ever, amen, considered, have you ever thought about the people that were at the cross, that were actually there, amen, during the time of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ? Now, I realize that today we celebrate resurrection, amen, the Jesus coming out of the grave, amen, rising from the dead, amen, with all power in his hands. And we'll get there. But I want to talk about the people at the cross. Amen. My brothers and sisters, the particular scriptures that I just read gives you a brief description on things that were going on, amen, during the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. It really, I'm not a huge fan of wrestling. Anybody here pro wrestling fans? Somebody, sister, raise their hand in the back. All right, I can talk to you. Oh, everybody else is in the same boat that I'm in this morning. I'm not a huge fan a wrestling. It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Amen. Even, you know, a lot of y'all like MMA. Any of y'all like MMA, cage fighting, and all that stuff? I'm just not one that likes to watch people get beat up. Amen. I struggle to watch, what's the movie? Passion of the Christ? When you see, amen, when they really put a picture on what happened to Jesus Christ on that rugged cross. Amen? But back in the Bible days, people that liked wrestling, you people that like MMA, there was actually another thing that people really enjoyed to go watch. And that was crucifixions. People would show up from miles around to watch a crucifixion. Seems a little strange to me. Doesn't it, you? So it's kind of like this. Well, you know, every few months, they will have down at the Walls Unit, I believe. Am I correct? Is it the Walls Unit in Huntsville? They will put a prisoner to death. And it's not really open for everybody. You know, only certain people can come in and watch the actual execution. But during the Bible days, everybody could show up to watch an execution or a crucifixion. How many of us would show up to that? Amen? How many of us would show up to watch somebody lose their life? Doesn't seem like a very good pastime, does it? Doesn't to me either. That's why I want to talk about this today. And but really what I want to hit home today, Darren, is the people at the cross. There's some people at the cross. You know, this was kind of like a spectator sport. Some people were there, just there just to see, not knowing who was on the cross, just to spectate and see what was going on. Amen? So there were different groups of people who were spectators at the cross. And I'm going to name a few. And I want to know if any of you fit any of these groups this morning. Amen? Y'all going to roll with me this morning? I promise. Give me 15 minutes and we out of here. We'll be the first church in Lamar County out. Amen? There was one group of people that were the vindictive. If you want to write this down. There was one group of people that were the vindictive. Amen. Vicious vengeance seekers. The vindictive vengeance seekers. Some people knew that Jesus Christ was on the cross and they were happy about it. Amen. They knew that he was going to be crucified. When the word came down that he was to be crucified, there were some people clicking their heels. Where do you fit this morning? The Jewish leadership, they were excited about the crucifixion of Jesus Christ because he had made them look silly on so many occasions. But finally, right here, right now, at the cross, they're saying, we got him. No more Jesus, no more preaching, no more teaching, no more healing, none of this crazy stuff that he's been doing to make us look so silly. They were excited about it. Also, those that he called something, there was a group of people that once Jesus Christ went to the cross, once his life was taken at the cross, they felt like, all right, now we can make our hustle again. But what and how can that apply to today? Some people don't want you coming to church. Some people don't want you some people don't want you putting money in the offering. Some people don't want you putting gas in your car to come. What you going down there for? But there was some that it caused. They said, well, we're glad that Jesus Christ is dead because, you know, he can quit teaching these people the right thing to do. Anybody here know anybody? Say, you need to quit going down there. You tell that dude that you're going to quit doing certain things because it ain't right. I'm going to leave that alone. We're supposed to celebrate resurrection this morning, right? Pastor up there digging. The vindictive vengeance seekers. So there were some, the Jewish leaders, they were happy there and they were excited. Those money changers, those people that you know, they said, okay, it costs this to get that and I can get you out of this. But then Jesus would go through and say, be healed. Jesus would go through and say, you can see. Jesus would go through and say, you can walk. Jesus goes to say, you're whole again. But those people, the Bible says that the woman with the issue of blood had that issue for 12 long years and she had spent all of her money. It was somebody else standing by waiting for her to spend their money with them. And when Jesus made her whole, guess what? No more money to be made. And it's kind of like doctors now. Anybody here got good insurance? You know what they do when you go to the doctor. They send you to a specialist, don't they? You know the specialist is a homeboy. The woman with the issue of blood for 12 long years, she was just being referred to their homeboys because she had paper. I didn't tell y'all not to go to the doctor. I'm just telling y'all, it's a hustle. They practice medicine. They practice it. Okay, I'm going to leave that alone. Say, baby, Pastor, I'm still going to the doctor. That's right, you go to the doctor. The vindictive vengeance seekers, but also there was the confused and misguided that were at the cross. Right, there was some that was confused and misguided. Who are those people? The Roman soldiers. Look at the Roman soldiers. When you're a soldier, you got to be about whatever the cause is about. Whether you believe in war or not, if you're in the military, you're going to go to war. So the whole Roman regime was against Jesus Christ. Even those soldiers that really wanted to believe in Christ still had to do their duty. They still had to be against him. Amen? So there were some that were confused and misguided. The Roman soldiers, some officials thought that they were right but completely misunderstood the religious implications. They missed the whole spiritual side of what Jesus Christ was all about. Does that make sense? Also, many who had hailed and cheered his entry the week earlier. Y'all remember when Jesus came into Jerusalem? When they laid down the fig leaves, the palm leaves, and he walked through, and everybody was screaming. They were screaming Hosanna. They were all Emmanuel. They were all excited when Jesus made his triumphant entry into Jerusalem. And some of these same folks showed up to see this Jesus that they were excited about seeing coming to Jerusalem. Same ones there to watch him be crucified. I always wonder, Brother Eli, where were the 5,000 that he had just fed? Where was the woman with the issue of blood? Where was the woman that he met at the well? Where was the man that when he spit on the ground and made clay out of his spit and put over his eyes that he might have sight? Where was that guy? But there were some of my brothers and sisters, amen, that were confused and misguided, amen? Also, there was another group that was totally indifferent. They didn't care what. Talking about the groups of people that were at the cross. Totally indifferent. It didn't matter. They didn't care. Hey, it's just another dude up there dying. Amen? Those who didn't even bother some people just passing by and just saw and decided to just go by and check out, see what was going on. Totally indifferent. I'm going to flip this thing in a minute. Talking about the people that were at the cross. Some did, no concern whatsoever. They just considered it to be just another execution, just another brother dying. Oh, but they didn't know. They didn't know who was on that cross. Amen? There was also, my brothers and sisters, a group that was there that were uncommitted followers. I'm going somewhere with this morning, Orange Chapel. Y'all keep riding with me. Turn to Luke 22 and 54. And I'm going to hoop and holler, he died in a minute for those of you that's waiting on that. And he rose again with all power is coming. Luke 22 and 54 says what? Then they took him and led him, that means they arrested him, and brought him into the high priest's house. And Peter followed, what? Afar off or at a distance. Wait a minute. Peter is the one that said, Jesus, I die with you. Right? And when they come and grabbed him and handcuffed him, when they arrested Jesus, Peter was falling, but guess where he was falling? Shoo, man, they got Jesus, man. They ain't finna get me. They followed him Peter, the one that was always with Jesus, when it got hot, when things got hot, he followed him from afar. It's kind of like the pastor. Sometimes when things get hot, some of y'all follow me from way back there. Now, I ain't getting in that. My name Bennett, and I ain't in it. I'm glad we don't have that kind of drama around here, though. Pastor, get arrested. You ought to come get arrested with me. Come on, little brother. Let's go to jail together. Let's go to the cross together. Did y'all see that? The uncommitted followers. The majority of his disciples, y'all, you know, to be honest with you, they were kind of uncommitted. And I hate to say that. They was just close enough to see what was happening. And some folks are just close enough to this church to see what's happening. Some of us come just enough to stay. Well, you know, we're the Baptist church. If we don't go in 3 months, you know, they can kick you out. But you come once every 3 months just to see what's happening. Are you committed this morning? I just want to sneak that one in there. But see, they were close enough to see what was happening, but far enough away to avoid involvement. Some of us this morning are close enough to see what's happening, but far enough away. Don't call on me. No, I don't think I want to pray this morning. Some familiar territory to you. Then I got to come here and just preach hard and sweat and foam at the mouth. Run my blood pressure up. Because you ain't been here in 2.5 months. Every church in Lamar County full this morning. I'll see y'all next week when we can talk about liars. We're going to talk about liars next week. But they are close enough to see what's happening, but far enough to avoid involvement. That's the uncommitted follower. And then, my brothers and sisters, there was the devout disciple. Amen? There was the devout disciple that was close enough to converse with him. That were close enough to talk to him. That were close enough to see, amen, the flesh as it was torn from his body. That were close enough to hear what the people were saying as they talked about him and as they spit on him. How close are you this morning, my brothers and sisters, to Christ? How close are you to the cross? How close are you to the church? How close are you in your relationship with Jesus Christ? Hallelujah, somebody. They threw aside their safety to follow Jesus Christ, even to the end. Amen? My brothers and sisters, we can find many of the same people today. As we look at our various churches, we have the vindictive vengeance seekers. We have the confused and misguided. We have the totally indifferent that don't even care what's going on. We have the casually curious that just show up every once in a while. We have the uncommitted followers. Just like Peter said, Lord, I'd die with you. But when they asked him 3 times if he was one of Jesus' disciples, he started cussing. Some folks ask you, do you go down to Orange Chapel and you start cussing? What church do you belong? Ain't none of your business who church I belong to. But we can find many of the same people here today. Then we can find our devout disciples. I just want to know this morning, which group do you belong in? Which group do you belong in this morning? I know that most of y'all, hey man, you know that this is Resurrection Sunday, and amen. Preacher's going to preach and wipe sweat all morning long and holler, he died and he rose again. And that he did, my brothers and sisters. But where do you stand this morning in your relationship with him? How close to the fire are you? How close to the fire do you want to be? Come on, musicians, I'm done. My brothers and sisters, there's one thing I want you to know this morning. As we try to heat this thing up for some of y'all. Amen. Maybe we get these instruments going. Somebody will say amen. But you have to understand, my brothers and sisters, that no matter where you fall, you have to understand that that he said these words as he was hanging on that old rugged cross. I remember in my Bible it says that he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And I want to help those this morning that, amen, that may, amen, represent one of these that's not so positive. Amen. This morning, our Lord and Savior, amen, is willing and able to forgive you for your shortcomings. Ain't the Lord all right? Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? Hallelujah. If you're a little slack in your commitment to God, I believe that he's telling you this morning, amen, to turn from your wicked ways. Hallelujah. And come back to me. I am the way, the truth, and the life. How many of y'all know that the Lord is all right? Who do you represent this morning? Are you just casually passing through? Or does this really mean something to you? Because when something means something to you, you'll say something. Every once in a while, you ought to have a hallelujah in your mouth. Every once in a while, you ought to be able to say, preach on, preacher. I'm preaching better than y'all saying amen this morning. But I'm going to keep on moving because I know that the Lord is good. I was out in the world singing in a sea full of sin. But I called out on Jesus and he forgave me for all unrighteousness. He brought me into his family. Ain't the Lord all right? I believe this morning. If your Bible reads like my Bible does, hallelujah. Somebody said on the ninth hour, hallelujah, he hung his head in the locks of his shoulders. And he said, it is finished. He gave up his life for me and for you. Ain't the Lord all right? Somebody said, while he was in the grave, he went down to hell and he preached a revival. And all those that accepted him, he brought their souls out. Ain't the Lord all right? I want you to know this morning, no matter where you are, Jesus can find you. No matter how bad it is, Jesus can fix it. All you have to do is give it to him. Ain't the Lord all right? That ain't gonna work, so I'm gonna try something else. I need somebody to give him some praise this morning because he's been so good. Ain't the Lord all right? My brothers and my sisters, hallelujah, the Bible said, hallelujah, in Matthew verse 20, in chapter 28, in verse 6, somebody went to the grave, and somebody said, he is not here, for he is risen. And then somebody said, come see the place where the Lord lay. Ain't the Lord all right? I'm so glad that he rose again. I'm so glad that he got up with all power in his hand. Is there anybody here that want to praise God with me this morning? I want you to know that he rose again because life is worth living. Ain't the Lord all right? I believe that he rose again because prayer has a point, and that point is Jesus. Ain't the Lord all right? I know that he rose again because the future can be faced. He rose again so I can head forward. Ain't the Lord all right? He rose again, my brothers and my sisters, so death can be faced. You don't have to worry about dying as long as you die in Jesus. Ain't the Lord all right? Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Hallelujah. He rose again so eternity can be sure. Are you sure this morning? Are you sure this morning that he rose for you? Are you sure this morning? Hallelujah. My brothers and sisters, he died, but he rose again. Somebody say he rose early Sunday morning. I don't know what day it was. It don't matter what day it was. But he rose again. Not for himself. Not so he could look big. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wasn't a magic trick. But he rose again because he loved us so much. And you know what? If we are in his family, if we are his adopted children, I want you to know this morning that death can't stop us. I'm going to rise again. Hallelujah. When I preach my last sermon, when I breathe my last breath, when my year comes down to my last year, when my months come down to my last month, when my days come down to my last days, when my hours come down to my last hours, ain't the Lord already, when my minutes come down to my last minutes, when my seconds come down to my last second, when my milliseconds come down to my last millisecond, when I close my eyes, hallelujah, when Maxie comes and picks me up and they lay me in that old casket, I don't know if my daddy's going to do it. I don't know who's going to preach my sermon. But I know that one of these old days, because I know who Jesus is, I'm going to rise again. I'll rise again. I'll rise again. Ain't the Lord all right? Hallelujah. 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 I ain't scared of death because my daddy ain't scared of death. I'm not worried about death because my daddy's not worried about death. Hallelujah. Because we shall all rise again just as Christ did. Who are you this morning? Who do you represent? Do you really care? We shouldn't just care that he rose again. We should care that he walks and he talks with us all day long. Amen? We like to get excited about him getting up. But I'm excited about him getting in. I'm excited about him getting in my business. I'm excited about him getting in my pockets. I'm excited about him getting in my family, getting in my children, getting in my church.